Well, it does take a long time, Myron, up to a couple of decades to get that permit, that Clean Water Act permit. The good thing, though, is that once you get it, you have it and you can move forward with confidence, right?
No.
Wait, what?
And you've gotten to the thing I want to really tell you about, Jack. Well, I'm an advisor to a new coalition called the Fix the EPA Veto Coalition. And this is something incredible. I think the first time I heard about it, I didn't believe it. But the EPA and the Army Corps of Engineers have joint responsibility over the Clean Water Act. And it's the Corps of Engineers that issues Clean Water Act permits for dredge and fill. And the EPA can be involved in that process of the environmental impact statement process. And they can veto projects that the Army Corps of Engineers would otherwise permit. The problem is that the way the Clean Water Act was written, there's no time limit on, and there's no real base, there's no limit on the grounds for which they can use to veto a project. And so the Army Corps of Engineers can actually issue a permit. The company that has arranged the billions of dollars of investments needed for a project can actually be on the ground. They can have their heavy equipment. They can have hundreds of people working away. And the EPA can then veto the permit after it's been issued, even though there haven't been any violations of the permit. They haven't done any environmental damage. The EPA can just say, no, we don't like it, and we're going to veto the project, even though the investments have already been made. And this is a huge threat. It's only people say, oh, it's only been used a couple of times, once in the Obama administration and once in the Biden administration, so it's not really a threat. But think about it. If you have let's say a $5 billion project that will take 10 or 20 years before you start actually making money, and you could actually invest that money and then have the project vetoed, that is a huge disincentive to making those kinds of risky investments, because the environmental movement has figured out how to make any big project politically controversial. And as you know, we saw this particularly with the Keystone Pipeline from Alberta, Canada, down to the Texas Gulf refineries. They have the promotional ability, and they have the PR budgets necessary to make a project controversial. And the Democrats are they're moving further and further to the left. They're more and more in the pockets of these radical groups. And so the purpose of the Fix the EPA Veto Coalition is to say, okay, Congress seems to be incapable of actually reforming the Clean Water Act, but let's see what we can do administratively at the EPA to limit the potential damage of the kind of veto that the EPA can do retroactively.
Yeah, this idea that, it's only been done a couple of times, so it's not a real threat, just irritates the heck out of me. I gotta tell you. It almost gets me fired up, Myron, and I'll tell you why. It's like having a mobster stand over your shoulder and say, you're not gonna get hurt as long as you do exactly what I tell you to do. That's what's going on here. Yeah, it hasn't been done many times because the threat of government stopping it prevents you from engaging in the sorts of totally legitimate and legal, worthwhile activities that the government probably would retroactively pull away if the politics changed, which we see that it happens all the time. So if we were out there building coal plants, if we were out there building these sorts of things, I guarantee you we would have seen more of these retroactive permits retroactively pulled.
Yes, absolutely. I mean, I just want to repeat your point. How many projects, mining projects and pipelines, have not even been attempted to be built because of the threat that even after you spent the hundreds of millions of dollars getting your project through the permitting pipeline, but it will then be vetoed after all these investments have been made. So, the disincentives built into our current regulatory system are immense, and in lots of other ways. But I think that the EPA veto is one thing that the Trump administration ought to try. They can't fix it without Congress changing the law. They can't. So the fix the EPA veto coalition is the first step is to try to limit the damage through administrative rulemaking. The second step would be for Congress to fix it. That's a longer term project and a much bigger lift. So what we're trying to do with the Fix the EPA Veto Coalition is to convince President Trump to issue an executive order to tell the EPA and Administrator Zeldin to take all the steps that can be done without changing the law to limit the threat of an EPA veto. And so that isn't a fix, it's an improvement, because if a radical leftist administration came in the future, they would have to spend the time to undo that rule. And that, as you know, the rulemaking process takes a year or two. And then after you've repealed the rule, you then have the possibility of being in the courts for another couple of years, and you might not win. And so we think this would really improve the it would lessen the threat considerably. And then the next step, as I say, will be to convince Congress to fix the Clean Water Act, to put limits, time limits, and sidebars on the EPA's ability to veto a Clean Water Act permit.
Yeah, it absolutely has to happen.